is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Still be Well, everybody needs a hobby.
So what's yours?
Resurrection.
The message is perfectly simple. The meaning is clear. Don't ever stray too far. And don't disappear. No, don't disappear. Ever had the feeling? Almost broke in two. Said that you were leaving. Like you do. You do.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO Medford, right here at the heart of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. It is 9:15 this evening. I still got 45 minutes to go, so let's not waste any time, shall we? Let's see, where do we start that set off there? Yes, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark gave us Heaven Is off of their 1993 release Liberator. The Sisters of Mercy gave us No Time to Cry off of their 1985 release First and Last and Always. And the Trash Can Sinatras gave us Only Tongue Can Tell off of their 1990 release Cake. Exmal Deutschland. Straight out of Germany there. From 1987. We heard the track Sickle Moon off of their release Viva. And ABC wrapped it up with Be Near Me off of their 1985 release How to Be a Zillionaire. You have to say it that way because it has the exclamation point after it. Oh, look, somebody's calling me here. All right, let's dive back into it here real quick. Oh,
if it doesn't show, it'll go away. It's just a passing phase, it'll go away. You can't just know.
Request there for Christian and Julie.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
WMFO Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I am your host, Savoir Fair. Got about 25 minutes to go here. Let's talk about what we've been listening to. I forgot where I left off here. Yeah, I know. Okay. It's all coming back to me, folks. The Human League started that set off there with Mirror Man. It's originally from 1983's Fascination. Gang of Four gave us Naturals Not In It off of their 1979 release, Entertainment. And we had a request going out to Christian and Julie. They wanted to hear some Sparks. So hopefully Angst in My Pants satisfied them. It was originally released in 1982. I have it on the Valley Girl music from the soundtrack, which was originally put out in the around 84, I think it was, but only with a selected amount of tracks. And then in Rhino in 1994 re-released it with about 15 tracks. They also released a follow-up to it as well. More music from the motion picture Valley Girl. Okay, moving on there. We heard from New Order and Dreams Never End. That's over their 1981 release, Movement. And Wire Train wrapped it up there with Chamber of Hellos from their 1984 release, In a Chamber. Okay. We heard from Alison Moyet a little earlier in the show, the front woman of Yaz. So why not hear some Yaz? Walked into the door. I turned around when I heard the sound of 91.5 WMFO Medford. We are the music makers. You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Got a couple minutes left to go here, so we're going to run down what we've been listening to real quick and leave you with one last track. Just want to say thanks for everyone for calling in this evening. Just remember, we meet here every Sunday evening from 8 to 10 p.m., bringing you the best of the 80s, new wave, post-punk, and, of course, a little bit outside that range as well, as we see fit. All right. We just heard Ultravox covering Brian Eno doing King's Lead Hat. It's off of the remastered version of Vienna. Originally it was recorded live in 1980. Single Gun Theory gave us Surrender off of their 1993 release Burning Bright But Unseen. Spandau Ballet gave us Lifeline from 1983's True. And T'Pau, yeah, how about that one? Heart and Soul off of their 1987 debut Bridge of Spies. If you're a real Trekkie fan, it's particularly of the original, and as far as I'm concerned, the real Star Trek series, TV series. Yeah, that's right. I said it. But T'Pau is actually a Vulcan elder. That's right. That's who they named their band after. How cool is that? Okay. Yaz gave us Don't Go from 1982's Upstairs at Eric's. And that's who kicked it off. All right. Like I said, we got a couple minutes here. So we're going to hear from the Primatons. And they're a band out of Alabama, and their self-titled 1985 release was actually recorded right here in the Boston area on a label that is no longer with us, unfortunately, Throbbing Lobster. Have a great week, everyone. See you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.